Task 2. In the day camp, you are listening to a talk given by Matthew So about being a good listener. Listen to the talk and complete the notes below.
It's great to have so many young faces here. We're going to talk about being a good listener this morning. It's an important skill, and there are several tips I can give you. First, find a quiet and comfortable place to talk. This is very important. A quiet and comfortable place will make it much easier to listen to what the person is saying. Now, it's also important to listen patiently. People are very busy these days, so it is very important to listen patiently. Whatever you do, you shouldn't stop the person while he or she is talking. The person will see this as rude, so don't stop the person while he or she is talking. You should nod your head to show that you're listening. Nodding your head tells the person that you can understand and follow what he or she is saying. If you want to say something, you might think about giving the person suggestions or asking him or her questions. Giving suggestions and asking questions are ways to show that you are listening carefully. But be careful when you give suggestions. It's not good to disagree with the person, so we have to be very careful with how we state our suggestions so that we don't seem to disagree with him or her. And you should never laugh at the person. The person has decided to share his or her feelings with you, and he or she needs your trust. If you want a person to trust you, don't laugh at what he or she is saying. If you want to encourage the person to talk, you can use phrases like, "Tell me more," or "Let's talk about it." But be careful not to doubt or judge what the person is saying. Avoid saying, "Are you sure?" or "Well, it's not that bad," or "You'll feel better tomorrow," etc. These things will only discourage the person from talking to you. Now, one last tip. Be careful not to tell others your story. You are there to listen, not talk. So, if you've had a similar experience, make sure to keep your mouth closed, your ears open, and not tell them your story.
This is the end of Task 2.